What's cracking, everybody? I'm Nathan Webb.
And I'm his brother, Kyle Webb.
And you're tuning in to Season 2 of our podcast, Two Brothers and a Review.
Every Monday, Nate and I get together and we review movies.
And for this season, it's specifically horror movies.
Don't forget, we'll have an occasional new release.
That's right, I'm still trying to avoid the new Jackass movie. We will provide you with researched facts, our opinions, and my personal favorite,
Trope, there it is!
So make sure you visit us every week at noon. Let's jump right into this episode.
Let's do it.
Please, sir, all I need is 5 minutes.
And I told you, Campbell, no more paranoid on-air rants about the supernatural.
I know. This station is about sex, violence, and the weather.
Yes, that reminds me. We're gonna need that porn star shot dead in a hurricane story. 1 hour.
All right. It is time for a new top 10. Before we get into the top 10, though, go ahead and hit you with this week in movie news. The top 5 movies at the box office for the week of December 31st, according to thenumbers.com, are, no surprise here, taking the top spot for the third week in a row, Spider-Man No Way Home, adding $78.1 million to its over $1 billion box office gross for Sony Pictures. In second place for the third week in a row as well, Universal's animated movie Sing 2. Coming in third, $20 million behind Sing 2, adding $6.8 million to its box office gross, is 20th Century Studios' The Kingsman. And then following The Kingsman for a second week in a row, unbelievably, is American Underdog, The Kurt Warner Story. Now, if you remember when I said this last week, I couldn't believe that this was even a thing, let alone in the top 5. Well, it's fucking here again, so I might have to check this movie out now. But in its third week in theaters, despite the horrible reviews, The Matrix Resurrection falls in the number 5 spot. So other than, at least other than for me, the only one that's a little odd there is the Kurt Warner Story movie. But Spider-Man No Way Home continues to set records. As we inch closer to its release date, Scream remains one of the top most anticipated movies currently. And then the hype from the post-credit scene in Spider-Man No Way Home still has this May's release of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness as one of the most anticipated movies as well. Is Jordan still there?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask him if he's looking forward to the Doctor Strange movie. All right. After those two, Scream and the Doctor Strange movie, the next one, I'm not personally anticipating this. Probably neither are you, but according to thenumbers.com, many others are. It's called The King's Daughter. It may be a movie that I'll end up seeing, but it's not one that I'll be rushing to the theaters to see. I'm, of course, still very much looking forward to the release of Morbius. I can't wait, as well as I'm sure as our listeners can't wait for me to stop mentioning it. But I'm anticipating it, so I'm going to keep mentioning it until I see it. And the last thing I have for this week in movie news before we get into this week's top 10, bringing it back to Spider-Man No Way Home. This is probably going to be a trend for the next couple weeks at least. Spider-Man made it to the number 6 spot on the all-time box office list. It moved up 6 spots in 1 week. And I really don't see it slowing down, so move over, Avatar.
Well, I have 2 things this week.
Yes, I love it. Let's hear it.
All right. So when I was going through, like, I kind of like Googled some movie news and stuff. Ben Affleck is stepping down as Batman. He quotes, "Shooting Justice League was the worst experience of my life."
Wow.
I didn't read more into it, but I seen that.
Okay.
And I wanted to bring it up since we talk about movies and stuff. And
I think Corey and Tommy will be happy about that.
Yeah, probably. And not talking I mean, he's been in movies, but he was more on shows. But I think it was like an hour ago, rest in peace, Bob Saget.
Really?
Yes. He was found in a hotel room.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so rest in peace, the man, the myth, the legend, Bob Saget.
First Betty White, now Bob Saget. Oh, terrible.
He waited for her. That's what it was. But yeah, that was the two things that I needed to bring up. I thought it was kind of interesting that Ben Affleck says the Justice League was the worst experience of his life.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I had to bring up Bob Saget because, you know, it's movie news, if you will.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Well, yeah, RIP, Bob. And then as far as Batman goes, Christian Bale is my favorite Batman. I don't care what anybody says. I like Ben Affleck as an actor. I'm not sure I really was a fan of him as Batman anyways. So, see you later, Affleck. All right. Well, that's it then.
That's it for movie news.
All right. For our next top 10, Kyle and I have chosen to do our top 10 favorite supernatural horrors, but we are excluding zombie movies. I think we both agree zombie movies probably have their own top 10.
Yeah.
There's enough of them, and I think we can fairly exclude zombie movies. You did. I haven't seen your top 10, so you did exclude zombies, right?
I did, but I'm looking at my list, and I'm like, oh, I think that one might be a zombie movie.
All right. Well, if one slips in there, then so be it. But, I mean, excluding the zombie movies, that was kind of a last-minute thing anyways. So, all right. Real quick, as I've been doing, I'm going to give a description of the genre. In its broadest definition, supernatural fiction overlaps with examples of weird fiction, horror fiction, vampire literature, ghost story, and fantasy. The one genre subnatural fiction appears to embrace in its entirety is the traditional ghost story. In supernatural fiction, magic and monsters are not the norm, and the mystery of such things is usually closely intertwined in the plot. The supernatural genre highlights supernatural creatures or happenings within the real world. Moreover, supernatural fiction also tends to focus on suspense and mystery, and less on action and adventure. So, that was just a broad, somewhat broad definition of supernatural. So, let's get into it. I am interested. I know at least one that I think you're going to have on your list. Other than that, I'm not sure, so I'm very interested to see what you got here.
But like I said, I'm not doing any repeats, anything that we've already done. So there was a few that I wanted to put on there, but we have already reviewed, so I left those out.
Ah, okay.
So
fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, so Kyle again is leaving out things that we've already reviewed. I, on the other hand, have a few that we've already reviewed, but I could not leave them off of my list. So
yeah.
That's we're both approaching it different ways. It's each our own individual top 10, so let's get it. You started off. Let me hear your number 10.
My number 10 is The Grudge.
Ooh. Okay, all right.
It's just one of those movies, you know, it's like when I think of supernatural horror kind of movie,
yep.
They just, the way the whole movie pans out. There's another movie that I have in here that is a lot similar to it, but it's because I like that kind of movie.
Gotcha.
So The Grudge is my number 10.
Number 10, all right. Number 10 for me. I debated on excluding religion-based supernatural movies from my top 10. As with the zombie movies, they have enough to make like a top 10 of their own. But ultimately, I felt that a few of them deserve to be on my list. So, 2010's The Last Exorcism is one of them, coming in number 10. To me, there is nothing like a good demonic possession to start off a top 10 list. The Last Exorcism makes my list due to its uniqueness of being like a faux documentary style format. And let's be honest, is downright fucking scary. So number 10 for me, The Last Exorcism.
Not bad. I like your reasoning behind it.
Yeah.
My number 9.
Mm-hmm.
Jeepers Creepers.
Nice.
I need to get Jeepers. I couldn't leave Jeepers Creepers out. Like, it is one of those movies where I'm just like, I was glued to it when I first watched it. I was like, and I kept watching it.
Yeah.
And I watched it again. Like,
okay. This one's probably not one that you have on your list. You probably haven't even seen it. It's got a beautiful lead, a terrifying ghost, and John C. O'Reilly in a serious role. That's Will Ferrell's partner in Step Brothers. So imagine him in a serious role. Let's just put it this way. If you weren't afraid of Death by Water before seeing this movie, you will be after it. And that movie, my number 9, Dark Water.
Nope, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of movies that have something to do with, too much to do with water.
I gotcha.
But, I'm a fan of a lot of different kind of movies, but, yeah.
I understand. But, Real quick, before you give me your number 9, your number 10, or sorry, before you give me your number 8, your number 10 was The Grudge. And 9 was Jeepers Creepers. Okay. Again, I'm typing it in to the Excel spreadsheet so we have this on record. So give me just a second. If you want to go ahead and start with your 8, go for it.
Well, my number 8, it's kind of, we could have thrown it in the same category as the last category we did.
Slashers?
Yes.
Okay.
But I chose Cabin in the Woods.
Okay.
It's just one of those movies where, you know, it's just... I can't leave it out. We gotta watch it one of these days.
Man, there's so many. Like, there's so many that I've said that too. And yeah, absolutely. All right. So Cabin in the Woods, your number 8. My number 8. Just the cover is a fucking... It is just a creepy-ass fucking cover. It's a boy and in front of this house. It's another possession film. I'm not sure if it's on a list of people's scare, or sorry, I'm not sure if it's on, how do I say this? Fuck it. Who cares what I was going, I was getting mixed up. Have I said the movie yet? Man, I'm Insidious. Just thinking about the movie, it's got me just fucking shaking in my boots here. I can't even think of what I was saying. So if you haven't seen Insidious, I believe there are like 3 in the series. But this is the only one I've seen, unfortunately. So the other 2 could be better. But like I said, just the cover of the movie, it's the boy standing in front of the house or whatever, and it's just, it's creepy as fuck. So my number 8, after all that, I'm sorry guys, is Insidious.
Nice. Well, moving along. Mm-hmm. My number 7 is one you should watch with Erica.
Okay.
Because these are her favorite creatures, if you will.
Clowns.
That comes out every 27 years. It.
Yeah. Now, are we talking about the original Stephen King's miniseries, It? Or are we talking about the recent remakes?
The original movie.
The original, okay. All right.
Or, I mean, you can talk about either, but I'm talking about the original.
Okay.
The new one's good too. I actually have that on my laptop, so whenever I go on trips, I watch it. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
For those that don't know, Erica is terrified of clowns.
Absolutely. So. Sorry, typing that real quick. All right. So that brings me to my number 7. This is one that I'm pretty sure is going to be on your list. We haven't reviewed it, but you've mentioned it. And, yeah, it's probably pretty high on your list, I think. Can you take any guess at what I think is on your list and it's coming in at my number 7?
No, because if it is on my list, I don't want to ruin it.
Gotcha. Well, when someone says Supernatural, for me, this is one of the first things I think of, Final Destination.
Oh.
And there's several in the series. I don't know how many. I know there are at least 5. But I'm going to keep it with the very first one, Final Destination. My number 7.
So that actually did not make it to my top 10.
What on fucking earth? All right.
I'm kidding. What's my number?
It's your number what?
My number 6.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a toss. So, like, I actually have written down it's between Final Destination and Amityville Horror.
Okay.
But I've been talking about Final Destination so much that I had to do the Amityville Horror. Final Destination.
I got you.
But Amityville Horror is a good movie. So, I mean, I guess I could take out the one that I assume is a zombie movie and put in Amityville Horror, but I'm not going to.
Okay. That's fine. It's fine. So number 6, Final Destination. I really thought that was going to be higher, if not number 1. But hey, Final Destination comes in 6 for you, 7 for me. My number 6 is a movie called Devil. I love movies that take place in primarily one location. Devil basically takes place inside of an elevator where 5, I believe it's 5, maybe it's 4, I think it's 5, people are trapped for the majority of the fucking movie. That alone will have you on edge, but then you add in demonic possession. It's awesome. So number 6 for me is Devil.
I don't think I've seen that one.
You haven't? Definitely one you should see. I don't know if it will be one that we review, because it's number 6 on my list here, but we'll see.
Well, my number 5 is the one that I think could be considered a zombie movie. It is based off of a video game.
Okay.
Every time I'm canoeing and it's like a bunch of like white petals falling all over the river, it always reminds me of Ash, so it makes me think of Silent Hill.
Oh, okay.
Supernatural-ish movie. That's the way I would look at it, but I mean, it could go either way.
See, when you said Ash, I was like, holy crap, Evil Dead, because Ash is the character in Evil Dead. But now I see what you're talking about, the falling Ash. I got you, Silent Hill. Okay, yeah, it's probably considered a zombie, but I think that's, yeah. All right, number 5 for you is Silent Hill, the first one.
Yeah, okay. I had to slide it in there because it's a good movie.
Okay.
Well created and some good acting in it, so.
Yep, okay. Now, I don't know. Okay, you said it was based on a video game. I know there's a video game, but I feel like the video game was based on a book. I could be wrong about that. I just wanted to bring it up just in case that is the case. But yeah, absolutely. All right, so my number 5, this is one that has been mentioned a few times this season, and we reviewed it in season 1, but I must include it on my list because I just thought it was such an outstanding movie. The Shining. Number 5, The Shining.
You keep going back to that.
I do. Dude, before we reviewed it, I think I mentioned it in that review. I had never seen the movie. An old movie like that, you'd think I would have already saw, but I had never seen it. And once I saw it, I was in awe. So it definitely, it has a little spot in my heart now.
Cool.
Number 4.
I'm going to let you switch it over and you go first.
Okay. Because
I know that your number 1 is not on my list, so I don't want to ruin it for you.
Okay. Well, that's fine because my final 4 are all part of my top 10 list. Like my all-time top 10 list. So these are ones that I've already said before. But coming in at number 4 for me is one that our brother Corey is going to shit all over me for. But I really don't care because I love it and I have my reasons. The very first, Paranormal Activity.
That's what I thought was your number 1. That's funny that I switched it up right there. Yep, I figured as much. I knew it was going to be on your list. I just didn't know where you were going to put it.
Yeah.
Again, for the listeners, we do not know each other's top 10 for this review. We
don't
share it. Like, yep.
We don't talk about it leading up to it. We mention, hey, this is what we're going to do the top 10 for, and we do not know what the other person's is until we say it right here. So
yeah. So your number 4 is Paranormal Activity.
The first one, yes, Paranormal Activity.
Okay, my number four is similar to The Grudge.
Okay.
In a way. Like, a lot of people kind of, like, put two and two together, but it's The Ring.
That's okay. That's what I figured you were going to say. Again, the first one, right?
Yes, okay. The first one. I remember that when the movie came out, I was just like, well, this movie's fucked.
Yeah.
But
that image of a little girl, hair in her face, that's creepy as fuck. So, yeah, I understand. Number four, The Ring. All right. That brings me to number three. As I said, my top four are all ones on my top 10 of all time. The whole series for this, including The Nun and Annabelle movies, are all creepy as fuck. And we're going right back to Possession and Exorcism, but I love them. And it's The Conjuring. There is a particular order that they're supposed to be watched or whatever. I can't remember where The Conjuring falls, but it's my favorite. Side note, I have not seen the most recent The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, I think is what it's called. But I expected it to be just as good as the others. So my number three, The Conjuring.
Okay, well, I see similarities in the ones that I picked and the ones that you picked. They're like complete opposite spectrums. My number three is a lot like my number four, where there's a TV involved. So my number three is Poltergeist.
Oh, damn. Okay. All right. Like, okay. That movie was remade. Or are you talking about, like, the old school fucking...
I'm saying the originals. Okay. Everyone I talk about is originals, because I feel like we'd be doing a disservice to do the remakes unless we, like, specify as the... You know what I mean? Like,
okay. I got you. All right.
We say Poltergeist is the original.
That's... Okay. I thought about that because it is, I love Poltergeist, but I've mentioned this before. It's a little cheesy. Like, I mean, it's an older movie, so I just couldn't put it on this list, but I understand your reasons for it and I respect it. So Poltergeist, nice. All right.
I thought for sure it was going to be on your list. I was like, oh.
Spoiler alert. I left it off. My number two, however, is one that you already, alluded to. You said that you were considering putting it on your list. I feel like we both expressed before that we're Ryan Reynolds fans. If not, I am for sure. My number two... Huh?
I am definitely.
You're, okay. My number two is a movie that shows his fucking range, because we're used to seeing him like Deadpool and shit. But it's 2005's Amityville Horror. There are several other renditions of the Amityville Horror, as the first one was made in 1979, but this particular one is my go-to. So number two for me, 2005's Amityville Horror.
Yeah, that would have been my number six, so that would have been our similarities.
All right.
So my next two, you haven't really heard me talk about them, but
ooh.
So what I did, like I said, normally I'll look up supernatural horror and I'll go through a bunch of different lists.
Mm-hmm.
And my number two, Carrie.
Okay.
I feel like that's one of the movies that I couldn't leave off my list. And I was actually talking to my boss about it, and he's like, oh, isn't that the movie about that car that was possessed? And I was like, no, and I explained it to him. And then he looked it up, and he goes, oh, the movie I'm thinking of, the car, the kid names his car Christine, and it's a possessed car that kills people that bully him. And I was like, so, but yeah, Carrie, just iconic scenes in the movie.
Yeah.
A lot of movies make fun of it and stuff like that, or, you know, vice versa, whatever. But I just feel like it has to be in my top two. So.
Okay. All right. Well, another movie that we're to number ones now, another movie that we reviewed in season one, and it's been brought up many times since. There's a reason for that. In my eyes, and I believe yours, even though you're not putting it on the list, 13 Ghosts. It's just an amazing movie. There's no way that it wasn't making on my list. And let's be honest, it was always going to be number one.
Oh, I know.
We're not going to review it again, but I'm putting it on my list. Number one favorite supernatural horror movie.
Yeah, that was going to be my honorable mention, was 13 Ghosts.
Okay.
Figured maybe I'll do the honorable mentions for, you know, the ones I can't pick because we've already reviewed, but so my number one, you said that we have to start our list off with possession movies and things. Mine is not the same one you chose. It is actually The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Yes! I love that movie!
Like, I was going through this list and I kept seeing it, and then I was like, I can't leave this off the list. This is probably one of the best supernatural movies, like, made. So
it's fucking wicked, I'll tell you that. All right.
It's definitely one we should only watch during the day.
I was actually debating on putting that in my number 10 spot instead of The Last Exorcism. So I'm glad that I went with The Last Exorcism and you went with The Exorcism of Emily Rose. So that's awesome. All right.
You started it and I ended it with The Exorcisms.
Hell yeah, I like it. All right. So for a quick recap, for the number 10 spot, Kyle, The Grudge. Number 9, Jeepers Creepers. Number 8, Cabin in the Woods. Number 7, Stephen King's original TV series or miniseries, It. Number 6, Final Destination. 5, Silent Hill. 4, The Ring. 3, Poltergeist, the original OG Poltergeist. Number 2, Carrie. And then number 1 for Kyle, The Exorcism of Emily Rose. For me, we've got coming in at number 10, The Last Exorcism. Number 9, Dark Water. 8, Insidious. 7, Final Destination. 6, Devil. 5, The Shining. 4, Paranormal Activity. 3, The Conjuring. 2, 2005's Amityville Horror. And then number 1, 13 Ghosts. So, let's see. Do we have Final Destination is your number 6 and my number 7. That is the only one that we have mentioned. Yeah. There are a couple that we both said, oh, man, yeah, that was on my list or whatnot. But, yeah, Final Destination is the only one that we both have. That's, I think that might be a first. We normally have at least 2, I think.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, well, now it's time to decide what we're going to do. Obviously, we've already reviewed 13 Ghosts, so we won't be doing my number 1. We have not reviewed The Exorcism of Emily Rose, which is your number 1, so I vote that is definitely one we do.
Okay.
Sound good? Okay. 2005's Amityville Horror is my number 2. You alluded to it that it was going to be on your list, so what do you say we do that one?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So The Exorcism of Emily Rose, the Amityville Horror. Then we just have to decide what we want to do for the third one. We can go with your number 2, Carrie. We can go with Final Destination, which is on your 6, which is your 6 and my 7. Or we can just choose another one. What do you want to do?
I say, since we only have one that is the same, we should do that one. We should Final Destination.
Fair enough. All right. Well, then
I know you want to review Paranormal Activity.
Oh, I don't, dude. All of them. I'll review every single one of this. I think we should just to jab at Corey, but no, I'm just kidding. That sounds good. Exorcism of Emily Rose, The Amityville Horror, and Final Destination. 3 good movies that I'm going to enjoy rewatching, and I have seen all 3 of these.
Me too.
You have too. Okay, so this is definitely, yeah, this should be good. We've already seen them before, but they make our list, so that's the 3. Hell yeah.
Sounds good to me. We'll figure out offline which order we watch them and post them on our Instagram.
Sounds good.
2 Bros in Review. If you haven't already done so, give us a follow.
Hey, that's a perfect segue. You already brought it up, so just keep on with that ball.
Yeah. So Instagram, 2 Bros in Review. The best way to contact us, see all the amazing artwork that Nathan makes or sometimes I make. Contact us, tell us what movies you want us to review, how you liked a review. Really, that's the best way to get involved and, you know, keep us up to date with your feelings.
Yeah.
If you could go to our recent post and, you know, show us some love, rest in peace, Bob Saget. That's what I'm just going to say that. Just comment, rest in peace, Bob Saget, if you're listening.
Oh, my. All right. You mentioned the Instagram. Twitter is the same, right? Two Bros and a Review?
Yes, it is. Two Bros and a Review on Twitter as well.
Okay.
And then if they go on to the Apple Podcast, it's Two Brothers and a Review.
Yep. As far as the social platforms, it's Two Bros and a Review. Listening to us, make sure you're searching for Two Brothers and a Review on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Anchor, all those different listening audio platforms. You can find us. So make sure you're listening weekly. Monday at noon is when we drop the weekly episode. For bonus episodes and whatnot, you'll have to obviously listen, but you can also find out on that Instagram or Twitter that Kyle's already mentioned.
Bros in a Review.
Two Bros in a Review. So socials, Two Bros in a Review, and to listen to us, it's Two Brothers in a Review. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, make sure you go ahead and give us a 5-star review. Let us know what you thought of the review, if you like it or not, whatever, something that you picked up on from that particular review, or hell, just let us know what you had for dinner that night. It doesn't matter. Just give us a review. It helps us climb the charts and beat those algorithms. Spotify has a system now as well for that. So if you're a Spotify listener, please do that. I'm not sure if Google Podcasts or Anchor or anything does, but whatever platform you listen to, if there is a rating system, please give us a review. And if it doesn't have one, slide over to Spotify and Apple and give us one, because we need that support, guys.
Yes. Yes, we do. Please and thank you. You're talking about Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
And Gavin at Corey. Is there something we can do to shout them out?
I think we've shouted them out enough on just this episode alone, but I guess if you want to mention, they can go over to YouTube or the audio platforms if you're an audio listener. TRG Network, those random guys. When are we going to stop plugging them?
I don't know. I guess whenever they ask us to.
Yeah, we love Corey and our brother from another one, Tommy. You guys will too. Just check out their podcast. Like I said, YouTube. Every Tuesday they drop an episode. They also do the Saturday Super Smash Bros. Streams. They drop little dabblets of other thing throughout the week sometimes. You can listen to them on audio platforms as well.
Yeah, it's a good listen. And it's a good watch, especially if you're a YouTuber and you like to watch videos. Just type in those random guys and just watch any of their videos. You won't be disappointed.
While you're on YouTube, make sure you go up to that search bar and type in High Society Productions. If you're not already, hit that subscribe button. Watch the content, like the videos, comment on the videos, please. All these things you can do for me to support me, I'd appreciate it. I haven't put content up for a few months now. I'm going to, don't worry, but there's a plethora of content there now, so please check it out. I have another thing that you can support, but we'll get to that after Kyle lets you know his YouTube channel.
Yeah, so we do a lot over here at Two Bros and a Review, and for ourselves individually and together. So after you've followed TRG Network, after you have followed High Society Productions, go back to the search bar and type in KW Snow. That is my snowboard channel. There's a few videos up now. We're working on getting a new video up soon. It's just getting the right conditions when you're snowboarding in the early seasons of snowboarding. It's really hard to film because they're blowing snow and it's kind of putting a damper on my parade, if you will. So, but yeah, I'm going to be posting some new videos very shortly. Perfect North has been blowing snow and we've been snowboarding. We just haven't been filming, but we do film, and we just haven't filmed the snowboarding aspect of it yet, but it's going to be there. KW Snow, it's highly entertaining.
And when he is not snowboarding, one thing that I know he's doing, because I'm doing it with him, that is streaming our gameplay. I'll let him tell you what he streams, but I stream a lot of, well, as of late, I haven't as much, but I'm still doing it. But Sea of Thieves on my Twitch. That Twitch is HSP Gameplay. So please go check it out. If you're not into the actual gaming or whatever, it's fine. You can still hop in that chat and you can just talk to me while I'm playing the game, because it helps out a lot. Again, it's free to do. You don't have to give money for any of these things.
Yeah, not at all. And if Nathan is streaming, or if I'm streaming, if you go to his channel and I'm streaming, he has me as, I think it's an auto host or something like that. I forget what it's called exactly.
I think it's what it's called.
And that's if you can't find me, you can always go to his channel if I'm streaming, which I stream Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. I do Skater XL on Sunday, Sea of Thieves on Tuesday, Rocket League on Wednesday, and Halo on Friday. On Sundays, I only stream for like a half hour with Skater XL, just because it's kind of hard to stream that game, because it's kind of just a free, it's an open world where you can't communicate with people. So it's like you're just skating and just doing whatever you want to do kind of thing. But if I get more people in the chat, then I might stay on longer. It's just like I had like 3 viewers earlier and they weren't talking. So I was just like, okay, so I'm going to do this trick now. And I, like, not saying I'm good or anything, but I would like land the trick that I call out like pretty quickly. And I'm like, okay, now what do I do? So, but Sea of Thieves, like I've been doing like open crews and stuff lately, and it's been hilarious. One of the ones I had some guy say, "All right, Daddy, where are we going?" And I was just like "What?" And I got free loot. I could talk to you about it like off air, but like it was just funny. Like I like left that thing and that guy, because he was like getting really weird. And then I jumped into one, and as soon as I jumped in, I was on a brig and we were fighting 2 ships. And then we sunk the 2 ships. I should say they sunk. I just bucketed pretty much.
Hey, that's part of it.
I got one chain shot and it took down their mast. That's all I can say. I got one good shot in. and then they went to Reapers and sold. And then I signed into joined another open crew, and they were pulling up to a Ford of the Damned. And I was like, oh, sick, free loot. And then like I turn and look, and there's like 3 ships coming towards us. And I'm like, oh, great. And then my quote unquote teammates were like, hey, don't shoot. So I like go downstairs and look at the map, and I'm in a server alliance. Every ship on the server is in this alliance, and we're all doing the Ford of the Dam together. And I was just like, okay, free loot.
Yeah. All right.
But it was pretty interesting, because I was kind of trolling, but I was still like helping at the same time. It was fun. But yeah, so I didn't even tell you guys, it's twitch.tv/chefboyrc. That's my Twitch. So we get pretty weird on that Twitch. We have some fun.
SEA, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Chef Boyrc is like Sea of Thieves. Like I play that game a lot more than I play anything else. So
whoops, my bad.
It used to be Nate and Kyle 87. I had to change it. But
now we are trying to build a brand with all of this stuff, and all we're asking is just for support. Again, if you're not into the game, if you're not into like actually watching the games be played, that's understandable. But you can just hop in there in the chat and just conversate. I mean, if you're watching something on TV, use your phone. Everybody does it. So use your phone, hop on Twitch, get into one of our streams, and just say what's up and communicate why we're playing or whatever, so we can have that going, because it would make it a lot more interesting for us as well.
So we're recording this Sunday night. It airs tomorrow, which for them is now Monday at noon.
Uh-huh.
So I'll probably be online streaming tonight, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I can't not play, and I have this addiction with just clicking the button that says start streaming instead of just playing the game. But I don't know. It's fun. It's fun to like get on there and like troll and talk to people that are in the chat when they get in there. So,
yeah,
come on down. The water's great.
I think that's it for plugs, unless there's something else you've got that I'm not aware of.
Yeah, Rich Lilly Designs.
I wasn't going to give her a plug.
Okay, forget it.
No, actually, I haven't seen her. She's been working a bunch, so I haven't seen her. I need to go give her a plug right now. Rich Lilly Designs, my wife, her company. She has a day job. She has a 9-to-5, but she also has her company. She can make pretty much whatever you want. You don't have a design, just tell her what you need and she'll come to me. I'll make the design. But if there is something that you do already have designed, she can put it on a shirt, a mug, a tumbler, a sweater, a banner, you name it. She can do it. And she's local. If you're listening from, you're not local, then she's not local to you, but she's a small business. That's what I meant. She's a small business. So support a small business. Rich Lilly Designs on Facebook. We're still working on getting her a website so I can plug that. But for now, it's the Facebook page, Rich Lilly Designs. Check it out.
Definitely check it out. Well, that's all the plugs I got for them.
That's all I've got. Just a quick reminder to everybody. The next three that we're going to do is The Exorcism of Emily Rose, Amityville Horror, and Final Destination. So that's our supernatural movies that we'll be reviewing this week and then or this month. And also, Scream is coming out in the next week or so. So we will have a bonus episode for Scream.
Yeah, so get on Instagram, Two Bros in Review, and you can find out when those bonus episodes air. I mean, that's the best way to do it.
Yep.
You know? The Instagram, we for the most part, we stay up to date.
Yep. Hey, we're good on all of the cover edits and everything. I got it up. Yeah. Now I got three more I have to do, but
yeah, but that is everything that I have for them.
That's all I've got.
All right. Well, I'm Kyle Webb.
I'm his brother Nathan Webb.
And you just listened to our podcast,
Two Brothers and a Review.
That's right, man. Thank you guys for listening. Check you later.
I was waiting for it. I knew you were going to say check to you later.
Got you, man.
Oh, that was my soundboard. All right. Well, I haven't hit stop recording yet. Probably should do that.